Nun Zayin of a base at the Mishnah. And we actually have a pretty easy Gemara tonight. You have a courtyard which is broken open on two sides. Either, and you know, so it goes straight through. And so two houses is broken on both sides. Or a mavi whose beams or whose posts have been removed. They are still permitted to carry in their Shabbos. They are forbidden on subsequent Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Na'ah. If you're going to permit them on that Shabbos, you have to permit them on subsequent Shabbos. If they're also for subsequent Shabbosos, then Asurim Bosu Shabbos are forbidden on that Shabbos as well. And he means to be Machmir, so we'll point out. He says you can't even be Machmir for that one Shabbos. You don't say Hutzu Shabbos, once part of Shabbos has been Mutter, the rest of Shabbos is Zosar, by anything other than the Erev itself. By the Mechitzas, you don't say that. So therefore, if you know the Mechitzas go down in the middle of Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry for the rest of Shabbos. If you don't know, you don't know. But if you do know, you can't carry. Okay? The lovely Mishnei Ruchos say, ask Mar, why did you pick a scenario where it's broken on both sides? Even if it's broken on one side, it's still the same problem, right? A Mavi can't be part of, a Mavi or a Chatzar can't be part of on any side, right? Gemara makes an interesting point. This is a little bit difficult to accept, but says Mar, Velo Ravu, isn't it going like Rav? The Amar Chatzar Niteres Mishnei Pasin, who says a Chatzar is a Mutter with two Pasin. Now, The Gemara seems to hold that we're talking about according to that where the Mishnah says Nifritza means one of the two passim are missing. A chatzar needs two chatul chayim, one on either side of the opening. Doesn't need a tursa pesach unless it's more than 10 amos wide. But if it's less than 10 amos wide, it needs to have two passim, one on either side. As opposed to Mav, which only needs one on one side. So says the Gemara, our Mishnah is going like Rav. Must be like Rav, because there's Nifritza. And for some reason, the Gemara assumes that Nifritza means one of them is missing. So even if one of them is missing, but what is missing? So if it's not valid, why need the parts on the other side? Even parts on that one side, it's already ruins the entire circumference of the chatzar. Rabbi Shmuel B'Shem Rabbi Zeira said, B'machlechus. So Rabbi Shmuel name Rabbi Zeira said, it depends, you're right. How to interpret our Mishnah, it depends on the following machlokas. What? How so? He who said that you need one pas in order to be matter of mavui, v'ka b'shnei pas echad. Here, there is one pas. It's up. That's why the problem is that it's parts on both sides, because it's parts on both sides. Then what do you need? You need a pass on one side, meaning on one side of Lechi suffices, but on the opposite side, you need a Tzuras HaPesach. You have a Chatzah which is open on both sides, so on the one side, you need a Lechi, but the other side, needs Tzuras HaPesach. So it says more, really here, Nifritza means that the pass is intact. The problem is that you have two sides open now. The two sides open, on the other side, a pass is not suffice, even two pots will not suffice. You need to have a Tzuras HaPesach, you don't have that Tzuras HaPesach. Okay? So it says, man the maratam v'shnei pasin, the kor v'shnei pasin. He says you need two l'chayayim, which is Rav. Here too, he says in the Mishnah that it's only about two l'chayayim. Yet, nonetheless, again, it's a problem because you need to have Tzuras HaPesach on the other side. Why need to have Tzuras HaPesach? Because we're talking about where you have an opening on either side, on both sides, and the opening on both sides requires Tzuras HaPesach on one side, pasim on the other. Now, it says more, nifrat min emta. What if it's only open on one side? And it's in the middle of the wall. So, mutter, it's permissible. Shmuel Amar Aser. Shmuel says it's forbidden. Now, the Gemara has grave difficulty with Shmuel. Why should it be Aser? L'chayra, if it's parts on one side, but only in the middle, that means on either side you have wall. And the opening is specifically in the middle. So those two sides should serve as what? Pasit. Right, no, no, not Tzuris Pesach, L'chayayim, even if it doesn't have Tzuris Pesach, right? So that should serve as the passage in order to be mata the middle section, right?
Yeah, Shmuel says it's more than 10, 12, 10
amos. That would be a good answer. Gemara doesn't give it, though. Says, our Rav Zira said, in leis hadar, ufad de Shmuel, the Lieberman changed the gifts slightly, says, in leis hadar de Shmuel ufan, which is, that's the same thing, says, if not that Shmuel had this Kabbalah from his Rebbe, he had a Kabbalah from his Rebbe to this extent, to this respect, gosh, it's very difficult to say this. Why is it difficult to say this? Because obviously, what's the problem? Once you have a Chayai, if you have both, as we mentioned, if both sides are still intact, so the fact that it's parts in the middle should not be a problem, so therefore it's very difficult to say, like Shmuel, unless Shmuel had some Kabbalah to this respect. Disregard. Now, Nivrat Kolos Aruach. Let's switch gears. At least going to pay motion, we're switching gears. Talk about now a house. Let's say a house is porous on one side. One of the walls crumbled on a house. Okay? So, Rabbi Yossi Rabun Ha'adoy Achsadra, still permitted. Why? Because it has Pitikra. It's similar to Achsadra, which has a Pitikra, right? The width of the ceiling serves as the wall on that side. From the bottom to the side of the base, last three lines. Ilu al-sadra shebenem muteres, just like an al-sadra, is it not permitted, so tier it's also permitted, period. New thing. Am Rabbi Yehuda, lo amar Rabbi Elazar. Now this actually doesn't go back to our Mishnah, goes back to the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah said that a chotzer shenifratz rishus ha-rabim is rishus ha-rabim dami. A chutzah, a courtyard, which is opens up into Rishus HaRabim, is Rishus HaRabim. We don't pass in that way. We pass in a courtyard, which is open to Rishus HaRabim, does not become automatically part of Rishus HaRabim unless many people actually walk in the chutzah. But he holds it does. So it says, more that's only where that area, which is now open into Rishus HaRabim, is a courtyard or an alley. What happens that area which is now open to Rosh Hashanah is a house? Kigesheru. So it's like a bridge. Meaning, what does a bridge have? A bridge has a roof, right? So too, this house, since it's roofed over, so therefore that has Pitikra. So the Pitikra, even though it's open to Rosh Hashanah, the Pitikra, the width of the ceiling, the thickness of the ceiling, serves as a wall to differentiate between it and Rosh Hashanah, so it doesn't turn according to Rosh Hashanah, even according to Rabbi Lez. The Rabbi Yochanan Amru Asur. New thing again. Rabbi Yochanan Amru. The Asur Bein B'Shabbosu Bein B'Shabbos Sabah. Rabbi Yochanan, both Pasul like Rabbi Yosef Mishnah, that in this scenario it's forbidden both on this Shabbos side and subsequent Shabbos, meaning if the walls fall in the middle of Shabbos, Mr. Zuger, then the walls fall in the middle of Shabbos, so the Chatzah remains forbidden subsequently for rest of Shabbos and for subsequent Shabbos. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan said, Kosht. A the halacha by kosh, which is one of the herbs used by the incense by the ktoris. Only we spell it in our sitter and then the Bavli, kuf vav shin tes. A kosh, I would say pitam ktoris atzir v'tzipar. A chel bav anora mor shir shbolus neich harkom mishkol shushar shemona. A kosh neimosar, right? Kosh. So kosh here is spelled differently. So David coached at Kiruya, which is a gourd, Umovi at an alley, Vigir and a gear, a convert, Vama Oget, and in the case of an Amoritz, all these cases will be explained, Chamorim, they're all to Chumra, we have to be Machmir in all of them. Okay, what are they all? Now the words are going to explain one by one. Coached, what's coached? It's not Hakoshed, which is a type of herb or fragrance, Vachomos, another type of fragrance. Vilashem Savim, and other types of fragrances. Vilkochim because the Meister that he bought with Meister Shani money in Yerushalayim. Vedematami Tumasochlin, yet they are not considered to be foodstuffs, and therefore they don't have the tumma which pertains to foodstuffs. Div Rabbi Akiva, it's Rabbi Akiva's perspective. Om Rabbi Yochim and Nuri Na'ah. In the Kochim and Kesem Meiser, if you could buy them with Meiser Shani money, Metami Tumasochlin, they're perforce, they must be edible substances. If they are not metami tumas ochlin, because they are not edible substances, they are not susceptible to the tumor, which affect edible substances. Then they cannot be acquired with meiser sheni money. Rabbi Yochamar, chamarim. You know, it says we have to be machmir in this case. That's one case. That, he goes further. Chamrim etami tumas oichli veini kochim kesa meiser. He says a double chumrah. Says we have to assume it's a tami tumas oichli. Yet on the same hand, so on the other flip side, we have to not assume that perhaps we can't buy his kesa meiser because we don't know exactly what its status is. So there we have to be machmir on both accounts. Keruya, what's the status of a gourd? The tzlina tamal runs over there. It's a funny case. The case in the Masech Depora. Keruya, this is a gourd. Now, gourd, although it serves sometimes as a bucket, is also porous. And water can collect in its pores. Okay? So you have a kuruya sheet pila b'mayim shurim l'kadesh. You have a kuruya which you use and to dunk into water, which is suitable for kiddush mei para. So there the Gemara discusses, the first time you use it should be okay. Because the water which collects in there, you immediately spill out. But then there's water which remains in the pores and becomes possible by remaining in the pores of the bucket, right? Because no longer mayim chayim. So the question whether you can use the bucket a second time around, right? Because this bucket may have gourd against its pores. The second time used, it's going to have water absorbed in its walls, which is not mayim chayim and not good for paraduma. So then the Mishnah also discussed there on top of this, even the first time you use it, maybe you can only use it if you don't pour directly from the gourd. Because if you pour directly from the gourd, people are going to think gourds are okay. So you might have to pour from the gourd into another container in order to use it for paraduma water. Okay? So the bottom line is, there's a whole discussion there. The Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan comes, he tells us, Rabbi Yochanan, chomarin, you have to be machmir, aim a kachim a lobet, chilob lobet, so if you may not use it at any point in the process, either subsequent times, of course, because it's not mayim chayim, or not even the first time. You're not allowed to ever use a gourd, and even use another vessel. Also, since we don't know the status of a gourd is, we're machmir, we just reject it as being a suitable vessel at all to use in order to make part of the water. Okay? Mavoi, what's the case of Mavoi? That's our Mishnah. The Tzina Tom, we learned over there, V'chei Mavoi Shnit Lokaro, so if you have Mavoi whose kara was moved, so it's also, right? V'yelchumar chomarit, V'yelchumar says, V'yelchumar chomarit, Asurim Bosh Bem Shabbazu, Bem Shabbaz, well, they're also both for the Shabbos and for subsequent Shabbos. What's the case of Ger? Tatani, we learn, Ger Shniz Gair, a Ger who became Jewish. Vayelo Yenas, and he had wines. Varman, he said, you know, this is Ernest and Julio Gallo, they become Jewish. I read a fascinating article, not so, actually it was a boring article, but it had an interesting opening, it had a catching opening, and then the rest of it was blah. Over the weekend in the Jerusalem Post about the Carmel Wine Factory. So it said that there was a guy who was giving a tour, his director of marketing or something like that, so he was giving a tour to the reporter. So they poked his head into a wine processing room, and all the people in the room looked at him very strange. So the marketing director, Clara should be very familiar of all parts of the operation, explained to the reporter, I'm not allowed to go in here. Why not? No, he was Jewish, not Shomer Shabbos. Okay, Mechal Shabbos. So you don't allow Mechal Shabbos, they don't allow Mechal Shabbos in any of the processing rooms. Because then there would be a problem of Yai Nesach. Right? So, what? Mechal Shabbos and Mahadran? Semi Shomer Shabbos? I don't know. It depends. If they wanted the wine to sell in Nabrak, they didn't go to Fast Muster. Right? No, they have the OU now. They have a good Hechsherim on Carmel. Really super Hechsherim. Never call Rabbanut or Chavot, I think. What? I assume they're pretty strict about that. So, Naaman, says Gemara. So Ger, Titani, Ger, she's got a little Yenus, and he had wine. Vermily said, Bari Lishlonis Nasech Mem. It's clear to me beyond the shadow of doubt that they were not used for any illicit Avodazara purposes. Bisman Shinasu Agav Atzmon, when there, he made them for himself. Made them for himself, meaning for personal use. To Hoyachim, they're okay to, he himself was responsible for them. To Hoyachim, lo, they're okay for him, he may use them. Utmelachem, others may not use them. Agavachem, if he could rely on other people to make them, then Tmeim ben lo melachem, he can't rely on the other people, and he can't use it himself either. We don't make this distinction. If they're good for him, they're good enough for other people. They're tummy for others and they're tummy for him as well. Rabbi Yochanan says here to her, Machmir, Tmeim ben lo, ben lachem, the tummy for everybody. Amoret, a similar case to the Amoret. The Tani we learned. Amoret, Shenisman Elios Chaver, and Amoret, who decided to become a Chaver, meaning, reliable, matters of Kashrus and Tumah Tara. Voilo Taros, and he had stuff which he allegedly was taught. Varmit says, Borili Shenasu Betaro, it's clear to me that they were done Betaro. Biznat Shenasu Gabiato, and he himself was involved in their preparation. The Torah for him and Tomei for others. Agabi Echem, they're made for, by other people. Tomeos bin lo Echem, they're no good neither for him nor for others. The Kiyomer, same idea. In Torah, they're good. In Torah, they're good for him, they're good for other people. In Tomeos, they're no good for other people. Tomeos, they're also no good for him. And of course, finally, Rabbi Yochanan Chomarin, we have the Machmir. Tmeos ben lo b'achem, the tummy across the board.
It's interesting, Rabbi Akiva is matur because he himself was amoritz.
Nobody answers it.
No, but if it's good for him.
No, he's saying that cynically. Saying it's good, yeah. No. It was machur, no, he wasn't. What? We eliminate the amoratim, yeah. Right. Yeah. So, in any event, Rabbi Akiva didn't like the Amoratim either. Okay, very good, Mr. Zuger. That's right. That's what, basically. Okay. Habon Aliyah Gabish Tebatim, Alokahe. You build a second floor on top of two houses on either side. The Cheng Sharman Fulashim, and so too if you have bridges. Metalin Tachtem Shabbos, you'll have to carry underneath him a Shabbos, Steve Rabbi Yudah, Kun Rabbi Yudah. The Rachoyim Rosh Hashanah forbid this. Rabbi Yudah also said, Marvin, Mavi, I'm foolish. You can make an Eruv in a Mavi, even though it's on both sides, since it has walls on two sides. Rabbi Yudah's famous sheet is that all you need is two walls, Midaraisa. The Rachoyim Rosh Hashanah forbid such a case. You need to have three walls, Midaraisa, not two. Rav Huda Amar, now the question is how to interpret our Mishnah. The case with the two houses and another floor on top of them, between them, or a bridge. Rav Huna Amar, Ein Rishus Arav Mekura. There's no such thing as a roofed over Rishus Arav. Amar Rav Shem Bar Karsano V'lo. No. Minam Midbar L'Matata. I'm sorry. Read that wrong. V'lo Minam Midbar L'Matata. Don't shout out from the Midbar. Or Midbar Mekura on the Midbar. They were covered over. In the Midbar, what was covered over? In the Midbar, was it covered over? What was covered over that would be was just a rabbit. He's saying that in the Midbar, that's the Pnei Moshe Pshat. He says the Agolos were covered. How do we know they were covered? Because what was on them? The crushing. Right, so they consider a roof. That's Pnei Moshe Pshat. So he says, in the Mehaki saying Rosh Hashanah Makura is not Rosh Hashanah. The way place you learn Rosh Hashanah from is that goal. It's that goal's recovered. So it must be a covered Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, right? Very good. So the truth is, the Bible says that really the place of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim was in between the goals, right? Remember that? Now, the name of the Korbanator, though, says a different shot. He says, what was the covering in the Midbar? You guys are not thinking. What was today? Ah, oh, today was this Ruchag of. Well, sukkahs, right?
Yeah.
And what was the covering? No, they are covered. Right. Right, so the clouds of glory where they were the cover. So it says, Mastisi Luamrakin. Lamaisa, our Mishnah doesn't say like Rav Shimon Karas. No, it says, Elo Vichay. It says you cannot carry under the bridges. You can carry under the bridges, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chachamim Aser. But even according to Chachamim, Lo Amru, Lo Amar Ela B'Chachamim Oisrim. Well, it says Chachamim forbid this. Chachamim Oisrim. Who? Chiyav Chayav Chatas Enkav. It doesn't say you're Chayav Chatas, right? Even Rabbanan says Oser, not Chayav. And we know the oldest thing in the book, Shabbos 101, is Chayav is the terminology for Nisa D'Raisa. Oser is the terminology for Nisa D'Rabbanan. So therefore, here in our Mishnah, it says Chachamim asks you to carry underneath the bridge. It must be only Nisa D'Rabbanan, not Nisa D'Raisa. Rav Huna is correct. There's no such thing as Nisa D'Raisa if it's covered over. Okay? Ma'u she'etzoch mechitza. That was a fascinating conversation here. The kind of conversation we had to put in carbon eight explains it, and really pay motion basically as well. According to Abuda, what allows you to carry under the bridge? Is it the walls? Or is it the bridge? The walls, because the bridge has posts. And those posts are what works together with the surface of the bridge, together with the roadbed. But the walls are essential. Or if I hypothetically had a bridge without any walls, right? Let's say it just was stood on beams as opposed to on walls, so that too would be considered to be a valid area to carry under, because the P-Tikra works even without the walls. In other words, maybe to explain a little bit better, is it the road or the surface above you plus the walls, or the surface above you even without the walls? Is the mechitza an integral component? So Maushi Tzarech Mechitza, Rav Amar Tzarech Mechitza is an integral component of the center. Rabbi Yossi Amar Ein Tzarech Mechitza, Rabbi Yossi says you do not need a wall. Amru Chevraya Kumi Rabbi Yossi. So the Chaver said for Rabbi Yossi, Yos Amar Rabbi Bo. Now of course Rabbi Bo didn't appear, it's Yos Amar Rava, right? Rava said good, need a wall. The Tzir Amar Rabbi Yossi said, Lotei Mechitza Gavoa Mikoyso Shemaneh. A wall is no higher, no better than a wall between the two. Now, what I was talking about, we have two courtyards next to each other, and there's a well between the two of them, and you need to have a wall between the two. And Rabbi Yehuda said, you don't need to have a mechitza in the well itself. Even the wall which goes across between the two courtyards on ground level, that's sufficient. Okay? But we see Lamaise need walls. Walls are critical to Rabbi Yehuda. It requires a wall, right? Amar Lotz, he said, no! That's a raya! Boo! Taman Sheyesham Tikra. Of course, Taman Yerushalmi means here or there, right? So here it means here. Even though there usually means there, but here means here. So as Amar Lotz, Taman, Payah Sheyesham Tikra in Tzarech Mechitza. By us, where you have a tikra, a wall, you don't a roof, you don't need a wall. But over there, in the case of the board between the two chatzeros, she'ain sham tikra, there is no roof there. So there you need a wall. Tom Rabbi, now, period, new case. No, in fact, we hold Lamaisa, you need two walls. But the thing is, we don't pass and say, Rabbi Yehuda says the two walls can be opposite each other. We pass and the two walls have to be adjacent to one another. Okay? So we don't pass and like the PM which holds the P-Tikra works by itself. You need at least two walls. According to Rabbi Yehuda, though, the two walls might be opposite. We hold they have to be adjacent or an angle to each other. Okay? So, Dom Rabbi Yehuda, now this also is a separate statement here. Rabbi Yehuda said, now this is going on Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. And Rabbi Yehuda, just to confuse you, right? Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and this is Rav Yehuda, right? Rav Yehuda is commenting on Rabbi Yehuda. He's saying, Hodat Omar Mifulashin Labika. That which Rabbi Yehuda said that you can carry under the bridge is only if the bridge opens into an open area like a valley. But if the bridge was, let's say, over the Edens, right? So an overpass over the Edens, or the Rhine. So you can't carry under the overpass. Why? Because it's open to Rishus HaRabim. That bridge doesn't cancel. And here the Mefarshim say, because Rabbi holds Asur Rami Vat Lemechitza. The masses which go under the bridge cancel the efficacy of the bridge, right? And that's, of course, if there's no barrier. There's a barrier which does not allow the masses to go under the bridge. Then the bridge is effective, even though the bridge is over Rishus HaRabim. Okay? Hajjal Paragal Kol Gagos here. That is in the Bavli, one of the hardest broken mill of Shas. Shami wasn't so bad, except that I slept through two blot of it, so I'm not 100% sure. Okay, next parak. Highlights Tefillin. I think it's the last parak number 7. Yeah. Nothing in the Yerushalmi is more. Hamayt Tefillin. This is the first few blot are pretty cool. Hamayt Tefillin. What? Next week. Hamayt Tefillin. Some of you find Tefillin. Machnis and Zug Zug. You bring them in pair by pair, meaning one shall rosh and one shall yad at a time. Rangamim and Shnaim Shnaim put on two at a time, both Rashi's and Rabbeinu Tam's. Okay? This is going to be an issue in the Gemara. Not quite, but close enough. When is this true? Be shown us where the old ones, meaning that they're clear to you that tefillin. But new ones, they might just be amulets or jewelry. Right? Potter. So therefore, you're exempt from bringing them into the city. Mitzvah, tzvasi, what do you find? A large pile. Tzvasi means a pile. Or krichos, a bundle. Machshichaleim, you stay there until after Shabbos and Avim, and then you bring them. If it's dangerous to stay out there, mechas, and you cover them, v'holichlo, and you leave. Hamotzi tzil machnis and zug zug. Bring them pair by pair. Derech malpush, the way you wear them. Achas broshav, achas bezro. One on your head and one on your arm. Ram gami amer shnayim, shnayim. No. There's an extra word, shnayim here. Shnayim. Shnayim barosh, shnayim bezro. Two on each. Right? Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Lazar said, Hanois and tefillin b'layla, somebody puts tefillin on at night, Oiver Basay transgresses a positive commandment. Shneimar says, V'yishom ha'altes ha'chukah azos miyomim yomim. You should maintain this law daily. Yomim v'lo leilos. Day and not night. Now there's another girsa here, which Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Lieberman and many people bring down. It should say, Yomim teaches us v'lo leilos. Yomima teaches us Prat l'Shabbos is Yom Tovim, to preclude Shabbos and Yontif from Petulin as well. Ask Gemara for Rabbi Avo Yossi v'Masti Rabshu wasn't Rabbi Avo sitting and learning at night u'Tfilin alove and his Tfilin was upon him. Says more Mitzadin Havo Hoyu. They weren't directly on him; they were sideways. In other words, he moved them so they weren't directly above his eyes. So it wasn't Yotze to the mitzvah, right? And the one Shaliat. Came in, it's a typo, it should be coming because on Hayabiyadah. He was holding them in his hands, he wasn't actually wearing them. So in Echrami at night, he would take off his tefillin, he wouldn't actually wear them. Even though he still had them with him, but he wouldn't actually wear them. Is the boy Meymar, or there's some who said, Lomar Elinichon, the only problem is to actually put them on at night to begin with. Avlima you alumni bodyoim, but if you already had them on from before Shabbos before nighttime began, Mutter. You'll have to leave them on at night. So Rabbi Avo had left him on from the day. He hadn't put him on at night to begin with. He left him on. Vista boy may man so I'm sad. Mitzvah so not shetichle harego minashu. Now, I don't remember this from the Bavli. He brings down here some menachos and one menachos daf lam and vav. But I remember this by Ner Chanukah. Right? The mitzvah is until people stop walking through the marketplace. So here's the same shear from by Tfilin. That he can wear them at night until people stop walking through the market. Amazing thing, concept.
I don't remember the initial statement in front of those. That,
which one?
That you're over on a.
Say no, that is there. That I do remember. But I remember this thing about till the shuk.
It certainly wasn't in Arab.
No, it's not Arab. Is the way Nishmina Minado? This is not a bit very different. Is the way Nishmina Minado? Some people want to learn out that you can't wait till and. On Shabbos and Yotiv, not from Yamima, but from the following Trasha. For you, whoa, stage should be for you a sign, which should see him most days which require a sign. Yotzu Shabbos is Yom Tov as opposed to Shabbos Yotzu. Shein Gufa knows the day themselves are a sign. You don't need an independent sign, the sign of film, right? But ask him, I don't say you already have one drasha for that. Lo kfar ksiv yomi 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 ma. Don't you already have yomi yomi? Why need another drasha of os? Says the Yerushalmi, a fundamental answer. Should have a drum roll here. Knows no official night seder tonight, so we can be more liberal in what we do in the base matters. Leislach ela kai to Amar Rabbi Yochanan. It's no less and no more than that which Rabbi Yochanan said. Kol milo atulo mechavra. Any which is not explicit in the Torah. Misam chile min asrin tzagin. You bring a basis for it from many different places. In other words, it's not a good drasha. Not a perfect drasha that to preclude Shabbos Yontif and Tefillah. So therefore, if we can bring a couple of drushas to say the same thing, we do so. Now the Hebrew Liebman brings on the Mukhi Yosef here from Baba Kama, who says, I'm paraphrasing, okay, he doesn't say exactly this, but essentially Mukhi Yosef says the name is Rebbe the Ra'ah, that fundamentally, even though Ein Adam Dung Zeir Shava Elin Kei Kiblu Mirav, a person can't make Zeir Shava unless he was caught from his Rebbe, but if a person has a very clear-cut Kabbalah from his Rebbe about a certain halacha, independent of the Zeir Shava, he's entitled to go and make Zeir Shava in order to support it. And he bases it on this Yerushalmi. That any time you have a Kabbalah to something, even though it's not explicit in the Torah, you can go and make your own drushas up. Even Gzeira Shavas, in order to support your position. Okay? Which is a very interesting concept. Explains much of Shas, where we have Amoroim, Tanoim, learning Gzeira Shavas, which they obviously were not Makabel, but they had a Kabbalah as to what the Aloch is, and then they induced it into the Psukim. Okay?
So the car came before the horse.
The car came before the horse, exactly. Or the egg before, the chicken before the egg. Now, say some more. Nashim and I know the women are exempt from tefillin. V'limatem osam es b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem. Says, teach your sons and not your daughters. Ha'chaye b'toyra, chaye b'tefillin. Some is chaye b'toyra, chaye b'tefillin. Nashim she'en chayovas b'toyra, nashim who are not chaye b'toyra, en chayovas b'tefillin, not chaye to wear tefillin.
Learning
Torah, right. Hey, probably an interesting note. It's going, like, I was going to the opinion that Shabbos is z'man tefillin. Shabbos man filled at night. Right. Coin that opinion, right. Hey, Simon says the kasha re Micha Bashol is Loveshis Tfillin. Well known that Micha, daughter of Shaul, put on tefillin. Ashes Yoina, once around the topic, the wife of Yoina the prophet, Hoysa Oyla L'Regel. She would go up on Aliyah L'Regel, Lo Micha Bion L'Chachoy, M'Chachoy, we're not Moicha. So we see the women are Chayv and Tfillin. Rabbi Chizkim Sherevo said, no. Not true, they did protest. Ishto Shiona Hishava. The wife of Yona, they kicked her out of Yerushalayim. You know what that means? Rabbi said, it's a fascinating concept. Sounds like the women weren't didn't come in Aliyah L'Regel.
Just the husbands.
Right? No, going to Yerushalayim. Yeah. Right.
She had to go up because her husband was in the whale.
No. The Gemara brings down that this is together with Yoina. And she was sent back. Maybe she was doing it b'toras chiyuv. Maybe she was saying, I'm chiyuv to do it, and that's why I want to come. So that's how they send her away in order to. Because she was a feminist. They didn't want feminists in Yerushalayim. You want to come, subservient to your husband, isn't they? But feminists, no. I don't know, I'm not sure. It's a very strange thing. Zachor, what do we care if she comes up to Yerushalayim? Micha Bashol, maybe she wants to bring the korbanos of a Nolo Regal. That's it. Not Bikurim. Bikurim are a Bikurim she can bring. She owns land, but korbanos she can. Maybe she can't bring korbanos. It's like Chulin Bazar. Could be. Maybe. All right. So in any event, it's a little bit difficult, but that's what it says here. And Micha Bashol, Micha Bashol, didn't make Micha against her. Have a boy, Meimar. In any event, they wanted to say, in explaining our mission, I remember in our mission, Rabbanan said you bring one pair at a time. Rav Gamliel brings says you bring two pair at a time. So I wanted to say, Al Daita de Rabbanan Ein Mechuvar. According to rabbis, it's the exclusion of Shabbos and Yom Tov from Tefillin is not the Raisa. And that's why, technically, the mitzvah applies to Shabbos. So therefore, if you bring in Tefillin on Shabbos, so bring it in the way you're Makai the mitzvah, one by one, right? I'll die to Rav Gamliel Mechuvar. Rav Gamliel holds it's a door. It's a drasha to a raisa. It's mamish to the raisa. The preclusion of Shabbos and Yontif for tefillin. And therefore, when you bring Shabbos, you're tefillin in on Shabbos and Yontif. So you're not wearing it between us tefillin. So therefore, you're wearing it just because it's a tachshit. It's a jewel like jewelry, right? Even though it's not a mitzvah, you're still wearing something nice. But then you can already wear two. What's the image? One or two? And everyone Gamliel says you can wear two because it's not at the mitzvah. Or Rabbi Yeri Asher Ishmael, no! I skipped. No, I didn't skip. Shiaru Loimav, Admakam Shagova Shalosh Machzik. They said that how much made tefillin, how where can you put in tefillin? To the top of your head. And how many pairs of tefillin can you get up there? Become Machzik Stein. Two. So that's more Me'ata Filu B'chol. Can you put on two tefillin even on a weekday? Now, I don't think they had Rabbeinu Tam's back then. The Sfarim too put on two tefillin at once. They put on Rashi Rabbeinu Tam once. Now, nowadays it's very rare to find because now the Sfarim also don't do it that much anymore. But they would put on two, one over the other. Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. So ask them on a weekday, let's do two right, two also. I don't know if they had to be choshes to different shitas or more likely to be Mekayim two mitzvahs. Well, let's put on two pairs of tefillin even on a weekday. So it says, Marbi Chagar, Chaisar, boy, maybe you want to take, go ahead, put on two pairs of tefillin. Rabbi Zirka Bezirka said, Asher Rabbi Nur explained, showed me, or explained to me, how high you can put on your tefillin. Amokum Shemocha Shalatino Krofev. Up to a place where the brain of a child is soft. Of a child, meaning of a young child, or a baby. Tamsi, we learned over there, how Tarnagol Shizkor B'Yerushalayim, that there was a case when there was a rooster who was stoned in Yerushalayim, Shoragos and Evesh, because he killed a human being. What'd he do? Ra Rosha Shaltina Grofe, if you saw the soft spot on the head of a baby, V'alach V'Nikor, and he went and he started pecking there until he killed the kid. Our Rabbi Yisrael said, Kini Masnisin, this is the way our radar read our Mishnah. Ubilvara Yedeshnayim. You have to dafka have two pairs of tefillin on at once. Rabbi Yisrael Bun said, no. Mishem Rabbi Yachar Yisrael, Mishem Rabbi Yachar said, Vafilu Shnayim Shnayim. You can do one by one, and even two by two. Have a boy, Mema, they wanted to say, Al Daito, it's a typo, which should be according to Rabbi Yachar and Mechuber. Rabbi Yachar holds, it's not the drush of the Pigul Shabbos is not necessarily clear to Raisa, and therefore he holds you can do one by one, according to Rav Gamliel, because it could be your Mekai in the midst of the Raisa. And even two by two, right? Al Daita, the Rabbi Rabbana of the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said it's Bedafka two by two. He must hold Mechur, he must hold the drush of the Pigul Shabbos is clear to Raisa, it certainly works to Raisa, and therefore the Raisa is definitely not as Mount Philip. So therefore, you can bring a, you should wear two because you're not being climbed mitzvah tefillin. Rather, do it because of tachshit. So therefore, in order to manifest that, don't wear one by one, but bring two by two. Ask him, if you have him biyado, let him carry them. If there's not tzman tefillin, let him carry them. Obviously, pochus mi arba amos. Each side less than 4 amos. Let him carry them. Why bother with this business of wearing them if it's not a tzman tefillin? Mutu lavim derech mabush derech malo derech masli. Better to wear them to carry them, right? Because it's still less of an avera. To carry them is less a blatant desecration of Shabbos, more of a blatant desecration of Shabbos. Mutav, and furthermore, it's also better litchaisis of Shabbos pa'amachas to bring two at once, to be doicha per Shabbos one time, lo shtei probably not two times, and that's why you put as many fills as you want and can in one fell swoop. Tani echod o'ish v'echod o'isha. Both the man and woman are equivalent in our mission, the scheme of things. They can both do it the same way, right? Two at a time. Haboy meimer, mind the man b'chuvra hinicha. So why did they say, quite the pina holds that Shabbos is not a time of tefillin or raisa, so it's neither time of tefillin, neither for a man nor for a woman. They're both equivalent. However, mind the man ain't a b'chuvra, but those hold that the drosha to preclude Shabbos from tefillin is not clear. God, excuse me. Such strong distinction. Let's say by a man, he can wear one by one. Because one by one might be the mitzvah. The drush at the preclude Shabbos is not clear. By the woman, she should have to wear two by two. Right? Because by the woman, since there's no mitzvah at all, certainly not on Shabbos, but not at all. So the Eved should wear 2x2 in order to diminish the amount of activity she has to do in order to bring in the tefillin. So let's draw a distinction. Why is there no distinction being drawn? According to our Mishnah, according to Gamliel, between a man and a woman. I'm Rabbi Liz. Rabbi Liz said, my Tana, who's the Tana who's talking here? My Tana, she's the one who's talking about a woman doing it. Rabbi Gamliel. Well, the Tana, we learned, Tavi ever on Gamliel, how a nice and filling, v'lo michu b'yadu chachamim. Tavi, Rabbi Gamliel's slave, will put on filling. No. Says the word. The Reb Chaim Kanievsky takes out the next three words. Who Evan, who Isha. And Evan and Isha are the same. Why and Evan and Isha are the same? More basic. What mitzvahs are they chayven? Evan Knani. They're both chayv, only they're not chayv mitzvahs, Isha's man grama. So since both woman and avodim are part of her mitzvah zeisha as man groma, so therefore whatever and everything, it's like it's an option for avodim, so too it's an option for women. So therefore he said echad ish ve'echad ish. It's kind of like, but nowadays we have women are mekayim lulav, women are mekayim sukkah, right, and they make brachas also to boot. So therefore we said that it's optional for them. So same thing over here, it's optional for them. And there we said both a man and woman have the same parameters vis-a-vis taking the filling on Shabbos. Okay? On to the next part of our Mishnah. When is it true that you bring in the filling? When they're old ones, meaning that you're for sure that's filling. Al chadashos mutter. But chadashos, our Mishnah said potter, but here it says mutter, means you leave them out there. Lama lama, why yishonos b'dukos? Old filling, you know that filling. Chadosh, the same thing, is not checked. First of all, they might not be tefillin at all. So they might be possible. Tani, now once on the topic of checking tefillin, tefillin tzor lebodkon echol l'shneimus al chodesh. Divya Rebbe. Rebbe says you have to check tefillin every 12 months. Rosh Hashanah Omer, ain't a tzirchus b'diko, they never require tefillin, so you never have to check them. Hillel Asokin Omer, Hillel the elder said, Eilu me'avi e'imayim, these are from my grandfather, and I never checked them. It's a cool dude, Hillel, right? Never checked this filling. Really impressive. Matzah Shnayim Shlosh Tzvasim. Now, what happens if you find?
So where do we get the halacha that has to be checked twice every 7 years?
Obviously not from the Yerushalmi. Right. It's from the Bavli. Okay? Says the Gemara further. Matzah Shnayim Shlosh Tzvasim. This is a very interesting halacha. They use this for cabbage, for lettuce. Now how many heads of lettuce you have to check in a shipment in order to see if it has bugs? Same idea as our Gemara discussed here. Matzah Shnayim Shlosh Tzvasim, you see two or three bunches of tefillin. Bodek Zug Rishon Mitzvahs Rishon, you check one set from the first group, V'chein Sheni, and the set one set from the second group, V'chein Shlishi. So how many sets you're checking all together? Three sets, right? That's Chazaka. Yitzhak ben Elazar Shah, he said, Yitzhak ben Elazar asked a question, he basically booed, said, Echol chazaka l'kulon, manavshach, is one chazaka for all of them? Which, no matter which way you look at it, it's wrong. Either one is chazaka for all of them, or kol echol v'echol b'ivnei to each one altogether. In temor, echol chazaka l'kulon, if you're going to say one is chazaka for all of them, Boydek Zug Rishon Mitzvahs Rishon, you only have to check one pair for one bunch. In Tamar Kol Echad Be'Echad Chazaka, if you're not going to say each one is Chazaka for itself, then, no, meaning that each bunch has to be checked, that's not enough to check one from each one. Boydek Shlosh Zugos Mikol Tzvahs Mitzvahs. You have to check three pairs from each one. But if all of them are together, so one should suffice for all of them. If all of them are not together, they should need three from each one of them. What is this business to have one from each of them? That he says is neither here nor there, and that doesn't make any sense. Well, myself, I think we pass them that way, by lettuce also. If you have a large shipment of lettuce, which comes in bunches, you check one from each bunch, and that's good enough. I don't think you have to check three. But I don't remember. I'm not sure if that's correct. I think C3 called that. Okay. Says more, if it's in time of danger, you cover them and you leave. If it's a rainy season, you want to bring it inside. Then you take out, You take out the leather. I guess it means the. I don't know exactly whether you unwind the tefillin or take the parshas, but mechasan, you wrap yourself in the leather of the tefillin, or sefer Torah, whatever it is, and then you cover it with your garment. So that way, the sefer Torah or the tefillin is protected by your outer garment, and you're wearing it home in a way that it's protected. Okay? Rabbi Yaakov Shem Rabbi Boaz said, "Hold the tamar barach." That's only by a soft one, which looks like it's actually covering your flesh, right? And when you wrap the tefillin around yourself, the leather around yourself, it looks like it's actually protective gear. I have a bakasha, but if it's a hard pair of tefillin, and when you wrap it around yourself, it doesn't protect you at all, masu, it's just like you're carrying a burden, and that doesn't make it any better to just carry out right in your hands. Now, says the more very interesting distinction. That's the type of sakkara, you just cover them and you leave them out in the field. So it says it's only if they're in a depression. Minjo literally means on an angle. Because then when you cover them, they're camouflaged, right? I have a loyal makom minjo, but if the place is flat, so what good does it do to cover them? Lo bedo, we're not going to allow you to cover them in that case. Because covering requires moving some object, which is a rabim or the karmas, in order to cover them, right? I'm not going to allow you to cover them because it do little good. Because they're not camouflaged. Because since it's all on a straight area, so the pile is going to make an impression. People are going to notice the pile. The only time I lie to cover them is where after you cover them, it's somewhat camouflaged because it's below ground level or it's on a slope of some sort. Okay? Says the Mishnah further. Halacha Beis. Rabbi Shimon, Nosu Chaver v'Chaver l'Chaver. Now we don't know what we're talking about yet. But Rabbi Shimon says you make a bucket brigade. You give to your friend, and your friend to your friend, until you get to the outer courtyard of the city. And so too, if you have, your wife gives birth in the middle of the field on Shabbos. Mazel tov. But now you gotta get the kid back in the city. So they put a bucket brigade on the kid. I feel like even 100. A person gave a jug to his friend, his friend to his friend. Even the jug is going to end up in the end beyond the tchum of the original guy. It's a very difficult thing. Shouldn't go more than 2,000 amas. The initial 2,000 amas of wherever owned the beginning of the bucket brigade. Rabbi Lezer Abdumi Tarbai Bashir Money, they both said Nehra Imona. Our mission is talking about a child who's in danger, meaning pikuach nefesh. Says more, if you'll be on, just bring him in your hand, don't make bucket brigades. Our Moisley said, what do you care? If you can do it with derechet, do it with derechet. It's true, it's a sakona. Hypothetically, be Michal Shabbos. When you do it with derechet, probably do it with derechet. Rish Lakish B'Shem Levi Suchi said, it's when talking in the Rashi Mishnah, talking about water, and we're talking about actually the Sefer Mishnah, talking about the water, and talking about pouring from bucket to bucket, literally. The locane, if not, usher, the locane, usher. We're not talking about a bucket brigade. It'd be usher of water. It'd be usher to pass the tchum. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda Kedaita, because that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, actually, the Korban Yehuda changed the Kirsten completely. The Rabbi Yehuda Poitim Remaim Neshem Mamish. It says it's no tchum by water. It says by water is no tchum because it's not significant. So that's why the bucket brigade can go, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even past the tchum which the water originally had. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda says there's no tchum by water. So if you can keep pouring the water in whatever direction, even goes thousands of amas away. It must be talking about water, says the Gemara, not about any other substance, because by any other substance in the world, Rabbi Yehuda says there is a tchum for the substance, which is 2,000 amas from where it originally started. So therefore, if our bucket brigade can go on ad nauseum and ad infinitum, it must be talking about dafka water, not anything else.
There's no tchum by flowing water, but from a river that started out more than 2,000 amos and came into the city.
Yeah.
But this isn't flowing water.
Doesn't matter. It's also by this. Famous case of Masechta Beitza. I can lend water to somebody else to knead their dough, and it doesn't have the restrictions of my tchum. It's a big machos that Rav Yehuda Rabbanan. Because tchum is the only restriction by everything, according to Rav Yehuda, by everything other than water. Okay? All right, Rabbi Isai. I couldn't prepare any further than this, and it's 2.5 blot. So I think we'll stop here for this evening, even though it's still a couple of minutes early. Don't say I never let you out early.